Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, this is your Odyssey check-in. I have Nikki, you're with us, and you are on fire right now, my friend. Sunroof, nominated in the Song of the Summer category for the VMAs. You were in there with, like, Beyonce and Harry Styles. What does that even feel like?
That was the craziest part. I saw the nomination. I was like, oh, sick. Like, VMAs, I've seen this for many years. And then I looked at my competition, I guess, and just all the biggest names that I've listened to for years. So that was an unreal feeling to, like, have my name right next to all of them.
I guess it would have been cool to win, but still, you're in with Beyonce. Like, I mean, that alone, you're like, wow.
For sure. No, I was not bummed at all that I lost. I was actually kind of relieved because I was so scared if I had to go up in front of, there was like, I don't even know, 5,000, 10,000 people there, probably more than that, actually. So if I had to give an acceptance speech, like, that would have freaked me out probably.
Did you get a chance to meet any of the people you were nominated with?
No, I didn't get to meet any of them, actually. I did meet a couple cool people. I met, like, Mod Sun, who is, like, the nicest dude ever. And then, like, Conan Gray was right next to me. And he was super sweet. And then, Young Gravy was there too with Sherry, his Addison Rae's mom. So
yeah. Those videos, I saw the videos, just a viral moment, them coming out as a couple. That was interesting for sure.
It was crazy. And we just did the Odyssey show in Virginia with him. So
yep.
We were shooting it up, and it was just funny to see that. I was like, dang, dude, you're really doing this right now.
Yeah. Aside from being there and being nominated, what do you think was the biggest pinch me moment for you of the night?
I don't know. I think just, like, seeing my name on the big screen when they started doing all the nominations, that was pretty insane, just to, like, have that many people looking at me and then being next to who I was next to. So that was probably, like, the biggest thing that I was like, wow, I'm doing the right things right now with my music and, like, making the right decisions. And hopefully I can keep doing that too.
I'm sure you will, man. That's awesome. Who'd you end up taking as your date that night? Who came with you?
I brought my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, it's gotta be between mom or your girlfriend. Yeah. So you snubbed mom and you went with the girlfriend.
Yeah. Sorry, mom. But, I had to go with the girlfriend. It was like her birthday's in a couple days. So we kind of celebrated it there.
Yeah. So cool. Is she like the college sweetheart or?
Kinda. We met at the end of college.
Okay.
And met at a bar, classic love story. We've been going ever since. So yeah, it's been good.
She's seen the rise of Nikki Yore.
She has, yeah. Before any of this, she was with me. So it's been, she freaks out more than I do probably about all this stuff, which is pretty funny.
I was going to say, like, that's crazy. That's a crazy ride to be along for. Is there anybody she really wants to meet or she got to meet?
Well, we were too scared to say hi to Chris from TikTok. I don't actually know his last name, but he's, like, the funniest dude ever. And, we had the chance multiple times. He was outside right outside the bathroom by himself. And we were just like, nah, like, we'll do it next time we see him. And then we didn't see him again. So yeah, that was probably the guy that she wanted to meet the most.
When single number three is at number one, then we'll approach
we'll go.
Him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm going to assume she's kind of the inspiration, the muse behind some of the lyrics and stuff like that, right?
You know, it's pretty interesting. I don't actually write at all with, like, any thought, I guess.
Okay.
I kind of just, like, say words until it makes sense to me. But then every song that I've written after I write it, I end up looking back and it's always about something about my life. So, like, she's definitely, like, subconsciously the muse, but I don't, like, I'm never like, oh, I'm writing this about her,
right,
you know, at the time.
I heard from stalking you online and doing, like, my research and stuff, you kind of ride the wave of the vibe of the song and that's at the forefront.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I don't know. It's just whenever I try to write, like, a beautiful love song, it ends up being really cheesy. And so now that I just write with, like, you know, the vibe and the general feeling of the room. And like, we just like kind of hang out. Like, that's when the best stuff comes. And that's how Sunroof came too. I was by myself in my room, like one night without a song. And I was just feeling really good from like the past year, cause it was the best year of my life at the time. And then that song came out of just thin air, really. So
yeah. Do your parents, your mom, do they dissect your lyrics? Like, what did your mom do when she heard Sex and Lemonade?
Yeah, no, that was like my first pop song that I did. Yeah. And she loved it, but she was definitely like, oh my God, like, what is this even about? I was like, I don't know what it's about. Sex and Lemonade. I have no clue.
Sounds you know? Good,
so,
Mom.
Just sounds good. It's cute, you know? That was the vibe, so.
Do you have anybody in your circle, like friends or family members, this go-to person that you will play stuff for before anybody else hears it?
Not really. I definitely show a couple people. I mean, my manager sees everything before anyone else does. But I think I need to find someone that's just like brutally honest. Cause
yeah.
A lot of like a couple people just say it's good every time. And I'm like, you got to tell me, not all of these are good. Like, not every song I make is good for sure.
I'm so glad you need to stick to that. I'm so glad you said that because I feel like that gets harder and harder to do.
Yeah.
The bigger you get, because you get a lot of yes men around you
for
where
sure.
They're like, you know, they're scared or whatever to tell you the truth. And you need that one person, whether it's a family member or whoever, to be brutally honest with you.
For sure. Cause like out of every 10 songs you make, maybe two are like really special to you.
Yeah.
You know? The rest are not good. Like, at least in my case, like the rest are okay. You know, probably like better than like someone who's just making music at the start, you know, but like a lot of it's not good. So you need someone to be honest with you. Cause it's hard to tell.
Is there anybody you're like DMing with back and forth right now that your fans would be excited to know about, somebody that maybe likes your song, potentially could lead to a collaboration or something?
Yeah, I mean, I've been DMing with a good amount of people lately, just like saying what's up.
Drop names, Nikki.
I'm not sure about like collaborations yet,
okay.
But like Pink Sweats gave me a follow a while ago.
Cool.
I was too scared to say hi. I'll probably DM him soon though to say what's up. Like Quinn 92, who I'm a huge fan of, said what's up, and we've been talking, and like we have a lot in common in terms of like music and our taste, so like hopefully that could lead to something, maybe like a Ty Verdez thing, who I'm a huge fan of too, would love to do something with him. Yeah, I don't know, lots of people.
Yeah, that's awesome. What about splurging on yourself at all? Has there been a treat yourself moment now that you are Nikki Yor? Have you bought something that you wouldn't have before?
Well, I'm actually about to get my like first paycheck, not like first, but like first, like pretty decent sized paycheck. So I'm going to get a new car with that one, I think.
Oh, wow.
But that's going to be my only splurge, because I don't really like to spend like money on myself. I'd rather like eat food with it and stuff like that. So, that'll probably be my only like splurge moment that I really have.
What's the car going to be?
I'm thinking a Mercedes GLE 53.
Okay.
A little SUV vibes, which I like right now. And I just want a good sound system and a comfy ride. So
yeah.
That's all I care about.
I love it. Before we wrap, I was thinking about titles for your upcoming full length album, because I'm sure you care about my input on that.
Of course.
So I came up with two. So you could feel free to run with these if you like. I was thinking either You're Welcome.
Not bad.
Right?
Not bad.
Or are you just humoring me? Or or Truly Yours.
Okay. Those are both really cute. My name was almost going to be Nikki Yors at one point.
Oh, really?
It's like yours. You know, I thought it was cuter, but I
heard the terrible story of Roy Quarter.
Yeah.
If you would like to tell everybody that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was deciding on names, and deciding on names is actually really difficult. For anyone that's not in the music industry, it's tough to like, that's going to be your name for as long as it's going, you know?
Yeah.
So I was deciding on names, and one of the first ones that I thought was cool was Roy Quarter, because of corduroy, just opposite. And I was just going to wear corduroy all the time. Like, I was a big fan of Pink Sweats, so I was like, he wears pink, I'll just wear corduroy.
I am so glad your girlfriend was like, we're not doing that, or whoever told you.
Oh, everyone was like, no, the second I brought that up. So I'm glad I didn't do that either.
John, can I have him stand up real quick? Will that mess anything up? Can I just have him stand real quick? Because we were talking about this off camera. This man is so tall, and you were like, I must give off short short energy.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Because that is literally the first thing I said to this man. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, you are so tall. But just we're setting the record straight here. He is extremely tall and a beautiful, talented man. Thank you so much,
Nicky.
Thank
you. I want to make sure everyone thinks I'm really short. I'm like 6'1". So let's get that out on the air. Everyone needs to know now.
Okay. Congratulations on everything, man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me today. And thanks to Odyssey for everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.